A group opposing a controversial ballot initiative to strengthen salmon habitat protections raised more than $2 million since January, roughly 10 times more than initiative supporters brought in over the same period. Those figures include non-monetary contributions like air travel and staff time. In a recent filing with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, the opposition group called Stand for Alaska reported major contributions from some of Alaska's biggest industry players. Oil company BP gave over $500,000 and ConocoPhillips gave $250,000. Other big donors to Stand for Alaska included mining companies like Pebble Limited Partnership and Donlin Gold. Yes for Salmon, the group backing the ballot initiative, reported contributions of just over $200,000. Its largest contribution was $100,000 from John Childs, who is chairman of a Massachusetts private equity firm. Childs is also on the board of the Wild Salmon Center, an environmental group supporting the ballot initiative. Yes for Salmon supporters say the state's current permitting rules for projects that could affect salmon habitat are too lax, while the industry argues the measure would effectively shut down a wide range of projects. But it's not yet guaranteed that voters will weigh in on the initiative. The state is opposing it in court, and the Alaska Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case later this month.